Let's turn in our Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 10. Lord willing, we are going to consider missions this morning. Obviously, we're going to do a little slide work. That'll come in the message. I'd like to just share with you some pictures of the work in Haiti. You can get an idea of what's going on, what's been done, the work that the Lord has enabled Pastor Mark to do with your love gifts and offerings. From Matthew chapter 10, we'd like to discern some things that we ought to be doing, some truths about missions, and some things that we ought not to glean about missions. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we want to thank you that we can be in your house in your day, that we can have your word before us. We don't have to rely upon what Jim thinks or Scott thinks or Jason thinks. We can glean from others' opinions and their convictions, but we want you to speak to our hearts through your word, not through dreams and visions or feeling good. We want to see what you want us to be doing today. And we can learn what we're to do and what we're not to do today from what's taken place in the past. So open our eyes, help us to behold wondrous things out of thy law. We ask it that we might see Christ afresh and be more in love with him. We ask it in his precious name. Amen. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, and when he, Jesus, had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. We call them demons, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And you and I don't have that power today. We don't have that gift today. I've talked to Pentecostal and Charismatics, others that do believe the gifts are operative today. And I said, well, you just don't believe the Bible. Any of you remember a man that worshipped with us for many years, Harry Scher? He used to sit right about a pew or so back of where the rentals are now. Anybody remember Harry Scher? Okay, got a couple hands going up. His wife was not of like precious faith. She'd show up at some of the banquets and some of the dinners, but usually she was in another church. Can you imagine you and your husband worshiping in different churches? Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Young people, you be careful who you hook up with, who you marry. You be careful. It's important. She didn't think that Pastor Mendick and I believe the Scriptures, because the Scriptures clearly show signs and miracles and wonders and people being raised from the dead and speaking in languages they hadn't been to language school to learn. Well, we do believe the Bible, but we rightly divide the Word of Truth. Now, I believe in missions, and maybe there's someone here that should be in missions that isn't in missions. Let me warn you that if your name doesn't appear here in verses 2, 3, and 4, that doesn't mean you're not to be in missions. Look at the names. Maybe somebody can count them as we go. Now, the names of the 12 apostles, I already gave you the answer to the equation. The first, Simon, who's called Peter. That's one. Andrew, his brother. That's two. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. So that's four, and we got two sets of brothers. Philip, five. Bartholomew, six. Thomas, 7, Matthew, 8, the publican, James, 9, Labius, whose surname was Thaddeus, 10, Simon the Canaanite, 11, and Judas Iscariot, that makes 12. I remember a message Pastor Minnick preached on this topic. He was trying to expose that the gifts weren't for today, and those that try to claim this passage that they've been sent to cast out demons and they had power against unclean spirits and to heal the sick. They claimed this, and he said, is your name listed there? Pastor Minnick, very practical preacher. Made a lot of sense. But just because your name's not here doesn't mean you're not called to missions, because we can we not turn to another portion of Matthew where it says to go into all the world and preach the gospel? And that isn't just for the 12. It applies to them, but the principle applies to us. And you're doing that, by the way, in case you didn't know it. Last time I looked at the church financial report, it showed that your largest donation for any one missionary was to Pastor Mark. You are involved in going to the uttermost parts of the world. Believe me, Haiti is one of the uttermost parts of the world. Believe me, I've been there several times. Poorest nation in the world, they say. They need help. That country needs your help. Pastor Mark has a unique mission there. It's almost like virgin territory. Pastor Delaney mentioned it on his trip down there with me recently. He said, Jim, he said, this is a blessing beyond anything I could imagine. Because these people don't have to put up with John MacArthur. They don't have to be warned about limited atonement. They don't have to be warned about speaking in tongues and a lot of the doctrine and a lot of the flack that's going on in professing Christendom today. It's kind of an enclosed garden. It's a precious, precious opportunity to sit and have 30, 40 children staring at you. Maybe because they don't understand a word you're saying, but we do have translators. People that are interested in what the Word of God has to say. It's precious. And you make it possible with your gifts and offerings. But the message this morning is, don't forget Jerusalem. And we'll get to that, Lord willing, after the announcements. A little more work here in the scripture lesson. Again, you understand my scripture lessons and Pastor Lettering.